Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexed My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas. I've got new braces in today.
Oh.
And they are really hurting. I say today, they put them in a couple of days ago, but they're tightening up at the moment. So if I sound a bit seven thizzling sausages, it's because
we'll
of that.
Know why.
Doing me any.
Your teeth are looking good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Answering your 21st century questions, they'll do that bit. And finding solutions, they're just really cool.
Yeah, I get it. They're tight.
Finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas. Like, is it normal to post a picture of your feet onto Instagram on holiday after appearing on a feet Wikipedia page? I didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Feed the fans.
And does going to a festival mean you're allowed to lose your sense of fashion? And of course, what should you do if you've
accidentally... Did Ben ever have a sense of fashion?
Yeah, fair one. And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson, the UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not. Jordan North, Radio 1 presenter. I'm more jewel in the crown, you're more pain in the arse. It's an original. It's a William original.
Is that? Have you done that one before?
I don't know. I don't think so. It doesn't rhyme, but it amused me.
Oh, okay. Shall we do a toast?
Should we? Yes, and I think we should toast. And look, get me talking about football. I think we should toast the women's football team.
Oof!
Don't.
You've had a bloody good week. Jesus, that was the best one yet.
What? So they've got into the final?
Yes.
And who are they against, or do we not know yet?
Germany.
Oh. Will it be 5-1 again? Was that recent?
No, that was 2001. But
oh, 2001.
Fair enough, I remember watching that game. I had my first beer.
I think possibly even I passively watched it whilst... That's enough. Good God.
Trust me.
Anyway, up the women. We haven't done an episode recently where you have been sloshed.
No, I haven't.
No.
Sloshed.
I'd quite like to go back to those because it's always funny.
We do have a drink.
We do have a drink, but you sip it. I have a minor problem.
Maybe, I was thinking, could we record? Yeah. We need to do that soon.
We do need to do that soon.
We've not been proper pissed in ages,
no.
Have we? Early episodes, we used to be hammered.
Yes.
Didn't we?
Well, you were unemployed, more or less.
I don't know. It looked like Wednesday afternoon getting...
And often we'd record at my house, so it was very easy. Yeah. It was very easy for me.
God, we used to get absolutely pissed, didn't we? When we're going home and having to go to bed.
I think episode 3. Because also, in the first series, we used to do 3 or 4 episodes on the trot.
Yes.
And I think episode 3 and 4, always in the sort of the run, is normally when I would particularly start to go.
Yeah.
And I didn't drink as much. I mean, I don't drink a lot now, but I'm more used to gin and Dubonnet. I've had 5 years of getting used to it.
Yeah, 8. But, the early episodes, we were bloody hammered.
Yeah, we were. I had a lovely text from you. Was it last night or the night before, saying that you were listening to me in bed?
Yes.
You'd taken me to bed with
you. I was taking you to bed with me.
Which is nice. Just as you're falling off to sleep.
I think I counted 26 Mykonos jokes from last week's episode.
I promise, no more Mykonos jokes.
Are you sure?
Yep.
As
unless
go on,
it's funny.
As always, if you need our help with something, then we would love it if you got in touch. You can send your squeamish stories to help@sextedmyboss.com, or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sextedmyboss. Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letter paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com. How's your week been?
It's been lovely this week, even though it's been slightly cooler weather-wise, but it's been even cooler in our bedroom because our luxury air conditioning unit with oscillating function has arrived.
It's just a fan from John
Lewis.
It's
not a fan. It's an air conditioning unit with a pipe going out the window.
Okay.
But it makes the bedroom beautifully cool.
Oh, does it?
We have had the best night's sleep we've had in weeks.
See, my tower fan's great, but when it's on rotation, it started squeaking. So in the middle of the night, it just goes,
oh, a bit creepy.
Yeah, so I need to...
You need to oil it.
How much was it? Can you tell me? Oh, okay, that's...
It's a sizable thing. It's also a dehumidifier. So
is it not
it's
in
two
the way?
Is it it's a little bit big because it has to have 50 centimetres of clearance all around it.
You're the guy that reads the instructions.
No,
you?
I'm not. Mike is the guy that reads the instructions.
Is he?
Yeah. He installed it, obviously.
Of course he did. And get me tool belt and hard hat and boots. I'll install this and give you a good seeing to afterwards.
And yeah, so it does it does jut out a little bit, and I have tripped over it once or twice in the night.
However.
But at least we're cool.
Okay.
So that's fine. So that's very exciting.
So would you recommend it?
I'd heartily recommend it, yes. If you would like it. And also we got one with an A-plus energy rating just before anyone comes at us.
Oh, okay. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Oh, you just reminded me.
What?
Yesterday in Waitrose. Oh, God, who am I?
Oh, yesterday in Waitrose.
Right, before you start, I'm not just saying it, I do miss an Aldi, but there's... No, I'm just...
There isn't an Aldi near you, is there?
So basically, the nearest shop near me is Waitrose, and it's just handy. I go in most nights after work.
Yeah.
I always get Waitrose essentials, so it's not as dear.
Right.
And it, oh, for God's sake. Anyway, I walked in yesterday, and I'm on phone to my mate, bitching about work and, like, proper ranting and stuff.
Mm.
And it's like there's a really weird atmosphere. Okay, you've just reminded me. Really weird atmosphere.
In Waitrose.
And, like, I feel like everybody's looking at me and I'm filling my basket up with loads of cheese. You know, I love my cheese.
Yes.
So I'm on a bit of a low cheese. So I like to have cheese in
You're
fridge.
On a bit of a what?
Low cheese.
Diet?
No. There's not much in-house. So I was getting
oh, I see. A dairy shortage.
So I feel like everybody's, like, looking. And there's, like, a really weird atmosphere. And look what happened.
Oh, my God.
It's... Rebel Restinction or whatever they're called.
Extinction Rebellion.
Extinction Rebellion.
So Jordan is showing me a picture of lots of people sitting down.
We're doing a silent protest. Like one of the signs says, do you know how milk is made? A cow is forcibly impregnated using a... Well, what, I can't say that. Like, and I'm there picking up loads of cheese and just putting it in the basket. I felt really bad. Yeah.
And did they try and stop you?
No, it was a silent protest.
Right.
And then someone that works at Waitrose walked past and went, oh, right, okay. And then they got security. And then, you know, the big cages that they put all the... They didn't put them in the cage. You know, that they put all the food in?
Yes.
They just stacked them and started blocking them.
What, the Waitrose staff blocked the Extinction Rebellion?
And then I was really annoyed. I was like, excuse me, can I just get some mozzarella?
Some what?
Mozzarella.
All right.
And they wouldn't let me in. So they wouldn't. I mean, you know... Yeah, I just felt really bad. So if you're from Extinction Rebellion, whatever it's called, is that right? And I walked past that. I was reading your signs, but I was on the phone and weren't paying attention.
And you needed your cheese.
£5 for bloody Lurpak. I do not want to live in a world where Lurpak... How can you charge that?
Why are you buying Lurpak?
Because it's good. Best butter.
No, hey, it's not even butter.
In my house, Lurpak we got for Christmas, right? Is that?
Oh, stop not
as,
it.
Not as a gift. Not as a gift.
I prefer a lump of coal.
No, we were Floro Vitalite or whatever it's called.
Right.
But we got Lurpak. Did you as well, Ben? We got Lurpak in for Christmas.
No, of course he's not. He's from Hertfordshire.
So now when I buy Lurpak, I'm like, I'm doing all right. Okay. It's not just for
What was your butter? What was your household butter?
Lurpak.
Yeah. I thought you said no.
Yeah.
Not at Christmas.
Oh, not
all year round.
Honestly.
Oh, right.
We got it in at Christmas and it was like, yes.
I think.
If we got Lurpak in at Christmas, we knew.
David and Caroline, Lurpak people.
No, we have like normal blocks of cheese. Like, cheese.
Blocks of cheese.
Anyway, if we got Lurpak in at Christmas, I knew I was going to have a good year with presents and stuff. But now I can't bring myself to pay £5 for bringing Lurpak. £5.
I don't think even my butter is that much.
What do you get?
President.
Oh, that's, yeah, I like that, but that's holiday butter.
Holiday butter?
Yeah. I have different, it is President's holiday butter.
Right.
Like you get it in Spain or in, I know it's French, but
well, yeah.
It's holiday butter.
Okay, yeah. Holiday. I didn't realise there are different grades of butter.
Oh, yeah.
There's... Why would you go abroad and buy the same butter that you can buy in your own
Because it's a
country?
Treat, isn't it? It's holiday butter. It's like alioli.
Well, he's on Strictly, isn't he?
Like alioli, you'd only, like, it's not the same over here.
Right.
Yeah.
Aioli. Aioli. In other news, because our cleaner's off for a month, I don't know why, we're obviously paying her too much, she's decided she needs a whole month off. But I've decided to put the funds elsewhere, and I've hired a gardener.
Oh, have you?
Yes. Mm. Now, I appreciate I don't have a patch of grass. I just have a very small terrace. But I decided it needed a bit of TLC.
You've hired a gardener? I'm not being funny, but a gardener's not that fancy. Wendy and Graham used to have one.
Okay. No, it's not that fancy, but I just felt I needed. I can't cope in an environment without staff. And because the cleaner is off for a month, we'll now have a gardener.
Okay. And what will the gardener do?
Well, already he's trimmed my bush. I sent you a picture of him trimming my balls.
You did?
Yes. He's trimmed the balls. He's done a general tidy and sweep. The thing is with the terrace...
You could do that.
No, quite. And during lockdown, the terrace was immaculate. It was a little oasis because it was our outdoor space. It was lovely. And we were also had nothing else to do, nowhere else to go.
£5 for butter.
Oh, all right. Okay, well, we're on to gardeners now.
Sorry.
And... during lockdown, it was gorgeous. Then, obviously, life has sort of relatively opened up and we haven't been giving it as much love. Remember, earlier on in the year, we had robins nesting on the terrace, so yeah. We didn't go out there because we didn't want to disturb them. Then there was a mouse seen on the terrace, so I kind of didn't go out for a few weeks, waiting for it to go.
I thought you were over that now.
Well, come on to that in a minute. And lots of leaves and things, it just sort of accumulated. So I thought, right, we'll get a gardener in for a couple of times, get it all sorted... and then no excuse, and then we can sort of take over, and it'll be nice and immaculate. So we've got the gardener. He's wonderful. He's coming with his jet hose.
Oh, and what's his name?
Deadhead Fred.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Is he actually called Fred?
Yes.
And you called him Deadhead?
Deadhead, you know, when you deadhead the
The
plants. It's a gardening term.
Well Hung John.
Just call me Monty Don.
Well Hung John was my favourite.
Well Hung John the decorator in Manchester.
Silip Bang Su was your
yes.
cleaner. Who else do you have? Pump It Up Pete.
Pump It Up. Well,
real name wasn't Pete.
No, but you know.
And was a flat earther. So.
Yes. he's dead to me. Who else have we had? In Manchester, I had Peekaboo Pete, the abseiling window cleaner with the dirty chamois. Because I lived on the 17th floor, they would have to abseil window clean, and I would often open the curtains at 7 o'clock in the morning, and there would Pete be. A surprise.
I wonder how many times window cleaners have caught people wanking.
Well, I mean, that's not quite what I meant.
I wonder how many times this... I bet they've seen it all.
Yes, I think George Formby did a song about it.
Did he?
Well, not about wanking, but about when I'm cleaning windows. That's what it's all about.
Oh, is it?
Honeymooning couples kiss and coo. You should see this something something too.
I might just give all this up and head back up to Blackpool and be a George Formby tribute act. With my little stick of Blackpool rock. I used to get mixed up with him and George Foreman.
Yes, very separate people.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yes, I've got a gardener. And actually, in more serious news, I'm okay, I just want to point out for everybody. But I've also got a therapist.
You've got a therapist?
I've got a therapist.
Wow, okay.
Well, this sort
That's
of...
so 22, I like it.
Hey, thanks. So this thing happened... Can you remember a few months ago now, Mikey told me that I needed a psychiatrist?
Yeah.
And I got a little bit confused between a psychiatrist and a therapist.
You need to see a bloody shrink, you! You're not writing, Ed. Can't cope with this shit anymore. Go and see someone, will you? Christ alive. It's like living in a bloody prison cell.
So, anyway, I was thinking about it, and I thought... And I know a few people in my life that have also gone to therapy, and they have sort of evangelically talked about it, how it's very, very helpful, and it's been marvellous for them. So I thought, do you know what? I'll do the same too. And I appreciate, I might have a couple of issues that I need to sort of work through. I'm quite highly strung. So I'm giving it a go.
You're making the positive right steps.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. In many ways, I see this podcast sometimes as therapy, but you or Ben are not trained professionals.
You've got a couple of issues. God help if I walked in there.
Oh,
a therapist would need to see a therapist after seeing me.
To be honest, I've only had two sessions, and whilst I'm talking about it, and you've come up, but whilst I've been talking about it and talking about you, I have thought, yeah, Jordan would really benefit from this.
Have you actually?
Yeah.
Right.
And Ben, more you.
Did they ask you about... I think genuinely everybody could do with it. Something like going to the dentist, isn't it? That's what, yes. What somebody said to me. You go to the dentist for your teeth, so why not go for your mental health? But I think did he ask you about your childhood and stuff?
We've touched upon it, but we haven't done like a, oh, you know, we haven't followed the traditional route in terms of, oh, complaining about your childhood. I'm also very, very conscious. I've had a very nice life. Okay, so I don't. I haven't had any great trauma. The biggest trauma I. Yeah, you've had traumatic moments.
All right.
Well, you have.
Jesus.
So, yeah, anyway, so I'm giving it a go, and I'll report back in a few weeks' time as to how it's
going. Oh, OK. I think that's really positive of you and very open and honest.
Yeah, well, I just thought, well, let's, you know, try it. Let's suck it and see.
Good on you.
Mm. Other than Extinction Rebellion, how's your week been?
There's just not enough hours in the day, William.
Oh, for God's sake.
There just isn't.
Here we go.
All good, all good. Got Wendy and Graham coming up tonight.
Yes, lovely. Seeing them in a few days, aren't I?
Who comes for a weekend from Thursday till Tuesday? That's a week, isn't it? We'll just come for a weekend.
Well, it's basically a weekend in your life plus a day.
So I've had to clean house, clean flat from top to bottom.
Have I talked to you about when Mikey and I went to go and actually get, sort of have our pre-marriage interview? So you go off and you have this meeting with the council, basically to sort of say you're going to get married and that neither of you have been coerced or, you know, he's not from a catalogue or anything like that. And you know, for some of us and for some people, that might be a big moment. Mm. And for I sort of felt with Michael, oh, OK, this is, you know, the first official bit about getting married. So we go to the council office and you sort of get put in a rather soulless waiting room. And you can see sort of behind a frosted glass sort of wall and door where the meeting's going to take place. And eventually we're brought in and we're sat down. And behind her is a glass wall into like the corridor where sort of the council staff will be. And in that corridor, so literally as I'm looking at you, behind her is just a row of big green bins. And I said to her, I said, oh, this is romantic, by the bins. And she went, ha ha ha. This is also the ceremony room. So actually, we were having the pre-marriage meeting, but actually you can actually physically get married in that room if there was a registrar. So for some people, they go into that room, got bloody bins behind them. Move the bins. For some people, this is a big moment. Anyway, Mikey then has to leave the room because I have to answer questions about Micah's life.
Mm-hmm.
And then we switched. And we're going and he's asking me what his parents' jobs are and all of that. And she went, it's an odd question to ask, actually. I don't know why I'm asking you. In Hillingdon, where I got married, we didn't have to do that. I'm divorced now. Just any romance that you were potentially, or sort of special moment, the local authority absolutely drains from that by sticking you in a room lined with bins and then the registrar telling you about her divorce.
I know a relative that went to do that and one of the questions was, what's the first thing he does in the morning? She said, well, he usually takes a shit.
That's an odd question to ask.
That's what he did. What was the sort of questions you got?
Literally, like, what are his parents' jobs?
Yeah,
what's his middle name?
What's the first thing he usually does in the morning?
Yeah. Top or bottom? No.
So anyway, yeah, Wendy and Graham are staying. I've got a clean flat. I've got to go back after this and do the bathroom. And then we're going for brunch with them tomorrow.
We are.
Yeah.
Very excited.
I told Wendy that you said the reason why I mill a lot is because I wasn't breastfed as a child.
Oh, for God's sake.
And she said, we'll wait till I see him.
God.
I'll be having words for that, William.
I might suddenly be ill.
And that's why we're going for brunch and not drinks, because that'll fester after three lady petrels, I'll tell you that.
But she's not a drinker at brunch.
No.
Because some people drink at brunch.
But if we went for a drink,
okay,
that'd fester.
Well.
After four Proseccos. And by the way, William Hanson, I didn't breastfeed because I personally wanted to keep my figure and my boobs. Graham's always said I've had lovely boobs. And we were told in the 90s that there was nothing wrong with SMH or whatever it's bloody called.
SMH?
The bloody powder formula, whatever it's called.
Right. I don't know.
So shove that in your pipe and smoke it, you posh bastard. Oh, that'd happen. Then next day she'd be like, oh, what did I say to William? And I'll tell her and she goes, oh, I didn't say that. Do they have vodka?
Should I secretly...
Do they have vodka? It's your fault for giving me vodka. You know I can't drink vodka. I'm right, bitch, off vodka.
I've got a suggestion. Shall I secretly record our brunch and we could put it out as a bonus?
That's not a bad shout, actually. Anyway, she's not, by the way, she's not that bad. She's not that bad. But yeah. Also, before we move on to the listeners' questions, I was very much an adult this week and went to my first London house viewing.
You went to a house viewing?
Yeah, I'm hoping to get on the property ladder.
Very nice.
I do
well
not
done.
Want to live in a world where house prices are like this and Lurpak butter is £5. So,
and can you tell us what sort of house it was?
He did a very estate agent thing. We went to look at two and then he said, there's one just down the road, it's a bit over budget.
Oh, yeah.
And naturally, that's the one
that you want.
I want. It's stunning, but I can't afford it. It's got an ensuite. I've never had an ensuite. Oh, I have had an ensuite. I've never had an ensuite. It's got an ensuite.
It's got an ensuite. Yeah. And what style of property? Is it Georgian? Is it Victorian? Is it 1930s? Modern?
Bloody Dan Stevens. Not Dan Stevens.
Dan Stevens.
The historian.
Dan Snow.
I'm not Dan Snow.
Well, yeah, but surely you must vaguely know. Is it modern?
No, it's a kind of like a townhouse flat.
Right. Is it Victorian?
I'll give you a bloody postcode, shall I?
Yeah.
I'll show you pictures afterwards.
And have you put in an offer?
Might be putting in an offer today.
Today? No wonder you need to go.
So I need to get off. Also.
Oh. whatever excites you.
In the second house we went in.
You're going to buy two?
No, the second house went to view. Not that good of a year. I didn't win the thing.
Sorry, can I also just point out there, a good of a year... It was about 2 years ago.
Was it
Are you in your mind? You still oh, sort of
God, yeah,
fresh
two,
out.
2 years ago. Anyway, we get to the second house and couple are still in there and they're there with a baby. And she asked me if I'd take my shoes off. Right.
Was it a temple or a mosque or something?
Literally two up, two down in
Yeah,
London.
Delusions of grandeur.
Right. Anyway, so take my shoes off. I've got bloody odd socks on, Anna. And I've got these invisible socks on that are making they make your feet stink. Do yours do it as well, Ben? You know, when you've got pumps on and those invisible... You know what invisible socks are? They're a bit like your pop socks, if you will.
Yeah, they're just called invisible socks for men and
invisible
pop socks for women.
Yeah. No, they look like ballet shoes when you've got them on. And
right.
Your feet stink at the moment.
Oh,
I've
nice.
I've got these pumps on that I've had on holiday.
Hello, foot fetish website.
I've had them on all week and we could clearly smell the smelly shoes. And we're all trying to ignore it. I'm walking around, the baby starts crying, and I am convinced it's from the smell of the feet.
Bicarbonate of soda in your shoes.
Someone else said cat litter. But I'm not walking around with cat litter in my shoes. Or dry tea bags.
Bicarbonate of soda and vacuum it out.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah.
Just put it in overnight?
Well, probably for you over two nights, but...
Bicarbonate soda or the other one?
Baking powder?
Yeah.
No, bicarb.
Is there a difference?
Yes.
What?
Well, one of them's a rising agent, and I think the other one isn't. But
bicarb
is used in a lot of cleaning.
Okay. Anyway, that's my week. Should we go to your wacky word of the week?
Yes, here's the jingle. And the word of the week this week is Comorabi.
Okay.
I'll tell you the definition after the break.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, Gene Devers, thanks for sticking with us, and hopefully you are listening to Jess Phillips's podcast.
We haven't spoken.
What? Every bloody... Can't we put a different pig in
there? We did last week, because I had words with Jack. I said, I'm sick of that trail.
Jess Phillips. It's fine. It's a good podcast. I hope it wasn't a Jess Phillips podcast, which I'm sure is a very good podcast.
It is a good podcast. I've been on it.
It's worse than getting to teaching. Anyway, what does Komlan... What is it?
Komorebi.
Is it a type of tractor?
No. It's a Japanese word.
Oh.
Konnichiwa. It means the light, sunlight, filtering through the gaps between the trees. So when you see in the morning,
oh,
and you see the sun beautiful just coming between the trees, Komorebi.
I need to get away and get some Komorebi.
Have you not been inoculated?
What's that?
Don't worry.
Is that another thing I should have got as a child as well as breastfed? Look, in the 90s, the advice was, on programmes like This Morning and stuff, it's fine to bottle.
Right.
I think it was like This Morning.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't really remember. Now, in case you missed it, G and Divas, our very own branded steamers are on sale now. There's only a limited number, and when they're gone, they're gone. Jordan, where do they get them?
They're pretty cool, these. I absolutely love mine. It's basically a Help I Sex and My Boss steamer because, as you know, I love a steam. Wendy also said to me, she rang me up this week, she said, have you got an iron? I said, yeah. She went, good. I said, I just use my steamer. She went, it's not the same.
Well, for certain things, steamers work nicely. Putting a bit of life back in a jacket or a suit.
Yeah. Steamers for suits and jackets are good.
But I will iron things and then I steam them before I wear them. Not shirts. They're ironed and put away. Yeah. But jackets and trousers.
Yeah. Anyway, you can get that steamer at swan-brand.co.uk/sexted. swan-brand.co.uk/sexted.
And it's perfect if you can't be bothered to iron your outfit on a night out or you need to steam the curtains.
I can't highly recommend a steamer enough. It's
Jordan is. I give you things to steam when we're on tour. Could you steam that for me, please?
Yeah,
and Jordan loves it. He sort of has a little steaming corner.
Yeah, because I get nervous before the show.
Maybe in another, if everything goes to pot, if you can't go and prop up a bar in Burnley, you could open your own dry cleaners.
Yeah. Or I've always said I'd do a little butty shop.
Yeah.
So maybe
a dry cleaners and with takeaway sandwiches.
There's one near me that does that.
Really?
You get a slice of pizza and tuck in your laundry.
Oh, it's fancy where you live.
No, it's not. Oh, God, it's not fancy. But yeah.
Gosh.
I'll put it this way. The way things are going at the moment, that's only a few weeks away.
Well, I'll be your first customer.
Will we still do the podcast when I'm...
When you're a nobody?
Washed up.
Well, we're doing it now.
Okay. Should we go to the listeners' problems?
Let's go to the listeners' problems.
Oh, can you imagine us doing this in our 50s, me cracking the same arse jokes? Do you think that'll still be a thing?
Help, I sexted my care worker. Mm.
Ooh. David's had a good week with you. You'll be divorced by then. You'll be with someone called David.
Oh, well, thanks very much.
You know.
2 months to go until my wedding.
Oh, no, that was cruel. I'm joking. You'll be together for the rest of your life.
Yes, we'll be an entity for eternity.
Entity fraternity.
And we'll just wait for the producer to give me some problems.
Christ. Sorry. Ben's growing a little 1980s moustache at the moment, guys.
Oh,
I wasn't keen on it either, guys. I think it makes him look like some out of Queen. I don't bloody know. I said, Daddy, what have you done to your face? I don't recognise you in the mornings. Oh, you gave me a fright. Are we going for a walk? Can I have something to eat? Where's Mummy? Where's Mummy? The lady is doing her work.
Oh, we've got it.
Do not disturb me. That's Cat's impression that we've been sitting on. Ben, this lady's not for turning. Take the dog out. I'm busy doing my work. and leaflet in for the Labour Party. Oh, Mummy, you're so moody and grumpy today. Come on, Daddy, you'll take me for a walk. What's she like? I wish we never got that dog.
No, she does. She loves Diego.
I'm joking, she does. I'm actually worried about the cat impression because she will literally chop my bollocks off. Can we keep that in? We love you so much,
When
Kat.
Jordan's talking a little bit higher next week, we'll know Kat's.
Kat, we love you. I'm so sorry.
We love Kat.
You will be. How dare you?
Bonjour, J-Dog, Lil Willy and P. Benny.
Class.
I started listening to your podcast in the first lockdown. I've enjoyed it since and look forward to it every week. I also wanted to email in, but I've never had anything to ask until now. The story starts with my brother marrying my best friend a few weeks ago. When they first started dating, I hated it, but now it's great. It makes family gatherings more bearable. We live on different sides of the country, so as a surprise for her birthday, I decided to go to their house. My brother knew I was coming, but I arrived early, so I decided to let myself in like I normally do. This time, instead of a hug, I was greeted with my brother, fully naked, bent over, the arm of the settee being spanked by a man. Nothing's been said between me and my brother about the situation, but I don't know whether to tell my friend, which is the brother's wife. I know they don't have an open relationship and she is prone to oversharing. So do I risk losing my best friend if she finds out from someone else, or do I risk losing my brother and telling my best friend? Any help is appreciated. Many thanks. Ebony.
Oh my God.
Well, don't turn up early is the moral of that story.
And don't just walk in someone's house.
Because regardless of the spanking, you know, if I've said to you, Jordan, come for dinner at 7:30... and you turn up at 7, I'm still getting ready. It's a complete nuisance if you turn up early.
So, her brother's married to a friend who's a girl?
Yes, but was naked over the knee of a man being hit on the bottom.
Oh, it all goes on, doesn't it?
I would talk to your brother first. I would say you had the relationship with your brother first, because obviously you're siblings, and then obviously you met your friend. So I'd say your loyalty and also blood is thicker than water, so I would go to your brother first and just say, and almost I would maybe go in apologizing and say, I'm really sorry, I saw that, your business is your business, and then it's up to him as to how he reacts.
That's like
I mean, it's amazing what goes on, and it all goes on with our listeners.
It all goes on, doesn't it?
Do you have any advice? What would you do? Let's say you came home, or let's say you went to go and visit Ryan. You're Ryan.
Oh, can we please not?
What?
That's my advice. Sudocrem. Just make sure he's got plenty of Sudocrem. I kind of want to know more. Every now and then we get a letter or an email that just...
It floors us, yes. And it started off so innocently. Bonjour, J-Dog, Lil, William, P. Benny. Which no one ever use again, please. And then took a turn.
Did it?
I would go to your brother first and apologise rather than accuse. Because you never know, they might have an agreement. You don't know.
Are you nipping to the shops? Yeah, Pete's coming around to give me a good seeing too, so give it an hour. All right, love. We get some Philadelphia as well. Yeah, sound. So you're right. My advice, and I know I always say it, and probably the reason why, like you've suggested, I need therapy, just it never happened. Bottle it up, put it in a little box, and it never happened.
I don't think that. I think you need to talk about it with someone.
Do you?
Yeah.
Never happened.
And I think, well, yeah. As I say, talk to your brother. Let us know for a bonus.
Yes, please do get back in touch, Ebony. We kind of want to know a bit more details as well.
Yeah.
Was the guy older? Was he younger? Did he know the guy? Was it next door neighbour?
Also, did your brother...
Yeah, what did your
brother... Did your brother notice you?
Yeah, what did you... Yeah,
or that's did you walk out the room?
Yeah, did your brother notice, like, was it awkward? Have you said anything since? And how early were you? Get back in touch. There's so many more questions for that.
Good evening, William, Jordan, Ben. Life can be very tricky and good advice is hard to come by, particularly in the last 5 minutes. So I was delighted when I discovered your podcast. It's very kind of you. In the last few months, I've listened to the entire back catalogue and has fallen in love with you all a little bit. I have a situation which I desperately need help with, and I'm really hoping for some sensible or not advice. My next door neighbour is, shall we say, a bit rough around the edges. Not only is his back garden full of scrap metal, but the smell of his giant spliffs waft over my fence on a daily basis. These things are minor inconveniences.
I hate the smell of weed.
These things are minor inconveniences in comparison to the main problem, however. He has a Springer Spaniel, and instead of walking him, he just opens the front door and lets him run free. Not surprisingly, the dog is leaving massive piles of shite, as we say in Scotland, all over the road. It appears in my garden, at the front gate, and most disturbingly, in my back passage. As this man is rough as a badger's arse, no apostrophe, I do not feel comfortable approaching him and asking him to scoop the poop, so I'm at a loss. Do I bag it up and post it through his letterbox in the dead of night? Do I shove it up the exhaust of his car? Or do I get my 5-year-old daughter to reciprocate by doing her business on his lawn? Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Many thanks, Alison.
I woke up the other day.
Yes.
German Shepherd shitting on my front lawn. Next day.
I think you've done this job before.
Next day, he brought his dog, the cheeky bastard. This is a tough one because it's easy to say.
I think you have to just go and talk to the man.
I think it's a letter through the post box. Everything right. You've said to us is through his letterbox, just saying hi, I know, and just saying, could you maybe start with a dog poo and then suggest the scrap metal? It's not worse than living next to a rough neighbour.
Mm.
We had one that had a settee outside front for months. You know, we know the sort. Christmas decorations up till April. Fag butts up front.
I would install a camera. Mm. You can get very affordable cameras now on all sorts of websites.
And then what?
And have video evidence of it doing its thing.
Oh, so call the council. What are we saying? They call the council.
Do the council deal with this?
Yeah, if the dog's pooing everywhere, call the council and they'll send like a letter or formal notice through.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I remember watching this on Neighbours from Hell on Channel 5. Right, call the council, Alison, and keep a log of everything that you notice. What?
Just so not the dog's log.
In the notes in your phone, every time you see dog poo, just put dates and time. Every time something antisocial happens, and then when you go to council asks you to do that. They'll ask to see it all. Keep a log.
Right, there we go. That's good. Get the council involved. But also install a camera so you've got hard evidence, as it were.
Keep a log and go to council. Or just outrough them.
I wouldn't outrough them.
Outrough them?
No, because it will escalate. I don't think that's sensible.
Leggings on, we've talked about it before. Air tied up. Richmond Super King in hand.
Mm.
Can of dark fruit, so Carlsberg. What's that? Strong Carlsberg, they don't do it anymore. My mate had 4 cans of that and shit himself on a bus. What's it called?
Can't wait for the film.
That proper strong Carlsberg. He did. He went to watch United at Wembley.
Elephant.
No, it's that really strong Carlsberg. Special brew.
Right.
Special brew in one hand, fag in oven and go, get inside and wash your net curtains, you dirty cow. That kind of
Isn't thing. That what your mother used to do?
She's never smoked.
No.
And she doesn't like lager.
No, but she used to tell people to wash their net curtains.
She did say yes. Once to a neighbour.
Maybe we could hire...
No, that's not true. I nicked that off East is East.
Oh, right.
Yeah. When you never said that. She said similar things. Anyway.
Dear Jordan and William, you mean William and Jordan, I'm looking for advice for my desperate situation. I have been in love with my boss for exactly 3 years, 14 weeks and 2 days. Okay, that's a bit much. He knows how I feel about him and every now and then throws me a breadcrumb of affection. We have, over this time, gone on dates, had sleepovers and have sex once a week. I have just found out that during his time he has been in a long-distance relationship with a lady in Poland. They have even been on holiday twice during the time that we have been seeing each other. I'm devastated. I assumed that he wasn't currently interested in commitment, but when he was, he would naturally choose me. How do I stop myself from loving him, from feeling utterly worthless, and from giving in the next time he tries to charm me into bed? Any advice? Greatly appreciated. Anonymous.
I think you might have to go to HR about this. Seriously. Is he stepping the mark here?
I would hope that HR know that you're in a sort of semi relationship with your boss. I think probably you have to report that.
Yeah, I know that. I think you need to. I think this sounds a bit. Is this like abuse of power?
It is a little bit abuse of power. I mean, at least it's clearly requited here, so it's reciprocated even. But yeah, I mean.
Unless they are in a relationship and it's well known within the office and stuff.
Yeah, obviously. Well, then that's. Yeah, but then it takes another angle that he's seeing another woman. Yeah. And if that's not the agreement, then that's not the agreement. So I don't know why you're in love with him, because he sounds a bit of a dog.
Yeah, but that's easy. You can't help who you fall in love with.
Well,
but you're gonna,
no, but you...
You're going to have to rip the plaster off, I'm afraid.
Or change jobs.
Yeah.
Bit drastic.
It sounds like...
And you shouldn't have to change jobs, but...
And this is real, like, being straight and tough talking, but it sounds like you need this man out of your life.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'd say. So look at changing jobs. Maybe get some advice at work from someone higher up or HR.
Mm.
And I hope...
Or also tell him how you feel.
Mm.
I mean, that's the other thing.
That's a tough one. That's
take him out for a coffee and say, "I've discovered this. This is how I feel," and put the sort of be grown up about it. And relationships are complicated. And talk to him about it.
It's a bit of a shitty situation. That.
That's it. Just three letters today. A little bijou post bag.
Bijou.
Yeah, small.
Sure, you make shit up.
I don't. Bijou's a word.
Is it?
Yes. Bijou is a word, Ben. Yes, well, Ben's
sounds
nodding.
Sounds like a French cafe or something.
Well, it probably is, yes. Oh, no, you're confusing bijou with what?
What?
Hmm?
What's a boit? There's a line from the tour.
For those that came to the tour, the boit thing is really only for my own amusement.
There's, I don't think it landed that well,
no, it
if I'm
didn't
honest.
Really, but I enjoyed doing it. The there's a lovely scene in Frasier where Frasier and Al's talking about they're going to go out and celebrate, and which boit do they go to, and boit is a sort of small French cabaret bar, and they're listing the three boits and all the problems they have with it, too noisy, too small, too crowded, and then Niall says... A city this big and only three boits. And Frasier says, how do we live? Just makes me laugh all the time. So that was an homage to Frasier, which I'm sure one person on the tour got.
You can send your nervous narratives to help@sexandmyboss.com or you can tweet us or send a message on Instagram @sexandmyboss. Remember to leave us a review on iTunes as well and Spotify, write us a little review. Or you can write to William, he promises a handwritten reply on his own letter of paper. The address for that is on the website sexandmyboss.com. And we will see you on the bonus episode on Friday.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.